A woman decides that she just needs to make more money. If she could have a little more money, she would be much happier. Her life would be so much better. So she works up the courage, she thinks about it, she goes to her boss, and she demands that she get a raise, that she just can't live off her wage. Her boss says, "Well, I didn't realize things were so bad." He says, "How much do you need?" She was a little taken back, and she says, "Well, I need $40 more a week." He said, "Well, let me do a review." He goes back, he reviews her work, she looks at what she does and what she accomplishes, and he comes back and says, "You know what? You're right. I can give you $40 more a week." She's just ecstatic. She's happy. She just said, "I can't believe it was that easy. I can't believe I'm now going to have money for that new purse. I'm going to have money to spend on clothing. Wow." Then she thinks, "You know what? I should have asked for $80. And immediately she begins to feel discontented and like things are bad. And within a very short period of time, she's right back where she started, feeling like she doesn't have enough money. Have you ever been that way? You want more, but no matter how much you get, it's not enough. There's a man in the Bible that very few people know about. His name is Agur. Agur has a prayer that he gives in the Bible. Agur's the author of Proverbs chapter 30. And this is his little prayer. To God, he says, "Two things I request of you, deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me." So the first thing he prays for is that, you know, his life won't have any falsehoods in it or any lies said about him, or that he won't live any falsehood. And then here's the second thing he asks. "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." Think about that. He says, "God, give me enough, but not too much, so that I don't get very proud of my riches and what I have and who I am, and I forget everything depends on God. But also, please do not let me live in poverty, lest I become dishonest in order to get more." What a simple prayer. Next time you struggle with, "Oh, I wish I had more," or sometimes you find that having too much could be a curse also. Next time you struggle with either of those extremes, remember Agur's prayer and ask God not to give me too much, but just enough. That's today's BT Daily. Join us next time.